Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next call in the Yin Yang Chamo Meridians. And today we're working with transforming worry into clarity. I've got my usual sidekick over here, Charlie, and Roxy's underneath me, so we've got puppy power. And as you settle in, I'm gonna do the same. I invite you to find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for the session. Beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in to connect to all of life. As you drink in life with every inhale, an opportunity to come alive. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go. To surrender. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant to even neutral, taking a moment to savor that and to drink in that relief. And on that note, I'm going to invite you to scan either your external environment or your internal one if your eyes are closed. You can stay right there. Whatever seems to call to you. And as you take a moment to scan your environment, looking in all directions, and letting your gaze land on anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And as you land there, taking time to notice what it is you like the most about this thing. Perhaps what it reminds you of. Perhaps it's the way the light dances with it. Maybe it's the color, the shape, or the size. The invitation here is to continue to savor all that you notice that feels good about this thing for you. And as you notice those things that feel good, that you savor, that you breathe in just a little bit deeper. The invitation is now to also notice what happens as you spend time with these things that feel good for you, or potentially even just neutral. What happens inside of you as you're present to that? And as you take time to notice at all, anything that happens inside of you that also feels good. Invitation to savor that too. Anything that feels neutral inside, all the way to good, even pleasant and beyond. Drinking that in is the nourishment that it very well may be. As you drink that nourishment in, breath by breath, noticing maybe you can take it in just 1% deeper now. Without ever having to actually aim for that, but just seeing if it can naturally be a process that you surrender to, that you open to, that you allow, without having to direct it. So often, as energy worker crew, if you count yourself in that group, has a tendency to think that we need to do something or make something happen versus take an opportunity just to be with what's here and to receive it and just to see what happens spontaneously, organically, without having to direct, manipulate efforts, focus in any particular way other than sinking into the beingness of you. Thank you for being here, and thank you to all that's allowed for this opportunity for us to connect in all the ways that we do, whether you're live or listening to the recording. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, and your lineages, and to all those that you count as family, your village, so to speak, the deepest of thank yous. And thank you so much for all of those that have caretaken and stewarded the very land that we walk on, that's nourished all of us and those that have come before us, making this moment in time of connection possible. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. So, as we start off today's session, we're actually starting off with the sixth house. In astrology, they think everything goes through those 12 phases or houses, the sixth house being that of practical action, of discernment, of intellect, of awareness, of the small intestine, which actually makes choices as to the nourishment that it takes in, and anything that's not nourishing, getting to, as a waste product, continue down the small intestine organ, where it gets eliminated later on. And right now, what I'm seeing is just some confusion, which is what happens when worry is on the scene and it's being, well, taken as something that's personal in some way, shape, or form. And here, the small intestine, there's this belief system that life is too overwhelming, that life is attacking me by giving me experiences. That experiences in all of the forms are just coming too hot and heavy and close together, and feels like there's not enough time maybe to pause or play catch up with everything that's transpiring at a fast rate. And confusion typically needs time and space just to untangle. So we're actually going to link this into your breathing rhythm to literally give it breathing room. And if it helps, you can even just now imagine with every breath that you take, as you offer a few breaths potentially in a row here, with every breath that you take, the small intestine meridian gets to really receive that benefit. And every breath is a time for the small intestine to pause. Imagine that we can give it almost like an armchair, where we can let it like kick back and take a little bit of a vacation. And as we look at this, we're also working with an underlying deeper pattern of living life in a state of overwhelm, whether that's the busyness of your day-to-day actual, like physical, practical schedule of what's required for you in life and how you've set that up, or whether that's emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and things feeling like there's just always a lot to have to get through, to the point where it actually feels indigestible. As we work with this, we're actually working with the belief system that you need to reject life, or almost like using rejection as a form of a boundary, but not necessarily in an easeful way, as a forceful way, whether we're pushing or pulling. That there needs to be a rejection of life in order to deal with the overwhelm. And as we reject it, it actually just creates one more thing that has to happen, which then feeds the overwhelm even further. So we're actually taking that pattern and we're linking it into the 12th house as it works with surrender. And then we're linking it into the first house for also surrender, but surrender into not having to go back into the history of your past to source out how you're going to navigate something new in the future, but giving more room for creativity, for spontaneity, for new possibilities, for mystery to arise. You can even imagine, if it helps right now, you can take a moment to even just imagine what that might look like, feel like, taste like, be like. And as you imagine moving from history to mystery, surrendering into this awareness through all five, really six senses, we're linking that into the heart to individuate or to release anything that's no longer serving you in this terrain with this pattern. At the same time, running diaphragm to intestines, diaphragm being that, excuse me, that muscle respiration that works with holding, movement, control, integration, and emotional processing. The intestines linking into there helps to release all that no longer serves. And then we're also going to do a second diaphragm to intestine. This is solely for the heart. And as we work with the heart, flushing out diaphragm to intestines for it, we're looking at a particular pattern of protecting your heart by using anger. And anger being one of the ways that we reject or push things away or pull away from things or shut down or use as a reason to isolate. It's often very easy to find power in anger and find really good reasons to be angry about things, really good reasons to shut down, push, pull away. And it's like this righteous, almost justifiable thing that sometimes we even tell our story to somebody else, and they go, "I would be upset too." And that just continues that cycle of this dance of using anger as a form of power versus what it's meant to do, which is to create movement, to allow things to move through the system. And it seems like that's covering up three things in the heart, in particular on the left side of the heart. And it's covering up apathy, grief, and sadness all collectively. And the apathy is numbing out the grief and the sadness, so it's not quite as strong. And the anger is like shielding having to deal with any of that. So it's just like, yeah, we'll just trap that all in here. Okay, interesting. That in turn is linking into the add a person there. It's adding, linking into the yin chao mo meridian. And it's working with this idea of being told that you're unacceptable and being rejected based on something to do with like your physical body. Whether that was the appearance of it, the size of it, the shape of it, the various different rejections that we've experienced because we didn't seem to be quite right. Now, you may have even heard from your parents, from someone at school, or from anywhere in between. And here we're unhooking the belief system slash identity of I am unacceptable, which is linking into that cycle of, well, if I'm unacceptable, then I'll just reject myself before anybody else can with all that anger. I'll reject my underlying feelings of grief, of sadness, and use maybe some apathy to shore up that all, to not have to feel that all, to numb it out. Okay, a little bit more information on the apathy, the grief, and the sadness. The apathy is connected to that freeze response, or just holding still, numbing out, isolating. The sadness is also connected to the pushing away, and the grief is the pulling away. In potentially denial, potentially anger as well. There is all the other emotions interwoven in here, but that's how it's tying into the push, the pull, and the freeze. Okay, and for all that pattern, that anger, the rejection, the other emotions, all the pieces that I've been speaking to you, we're actually going to run a Sidri on that. That's going to continue for the next 6 days. Sidri standing for C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication. Lymph that drains the toxins, the gunk, the waste, low self-esteem, the overthinking, the overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help out our immune system, our nervous system, and really most of our body to heal. And we're also working with circulation of the yin and yang, the feminine and the masculine essences within us. And as we do that, we're going to support the yin, the feminine, with a permission statement. And the words here are, you don't have to collapse in order to get your needs met. You don't have to collapse in order to get your needs met. And then for the yang, the masculine energy that we all carry within us, roughly 50-50 in ratio, irregardless of gender. These are just the natural energies that move through us. Working with the permissions here, just finding the words for the yang, for the masculine. Got it. And the words here are, it's safe to feel without having to run away. It's safe to feel right where you are without having to fly off anywhere else. In other words, it's safe to feel all you're feeling and you can handle it. You can be with this. And that might even mean joy, being able to tolerate the joyfulness, the ecstasy, as much as anything else that's underneath it all, that's always here within us. Then we're also going to run hydration, bringing in water and joy, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. And then that Sidri carries on with D4 defrag. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. Then what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And as that runs its course, we're running one more permissions for this entirety of your body mind. And the words are just simply, I accept. I accept me just as I am. I accept. And with that, I actually see a tendency to almost want to push back or to fight or to effort and do something, creep in through the upper back and the neck, like it's getting ready to maybe not be so accepting as I offer that. Running a cellular repair on that musculature that so readily goes into that, like, okay, I just have to like get organized and fight back or do something about this or push things or All the various different ways that we carry our attention through our upper back and through our neck musculature when things don't seem to go our way. And that might be happening completely unconsciously. For most of us, it does. And then we end up blaming our technology because we're looking down at our phone or our car seats. And not that those aren't actual real things as well, but there's often layers to these things. So as we work with this, it's linking now collectively into the digestive system, which we're also going to run circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier. And I see that as actually supporting the entire digestion, going back in a way to where we began with the small intestine meridian. Okay, and as we work with that small intestine, as we were working with it, it was supporting the energy of being able to take up nourishment. And as we support this digestion process and being able to do just that, to metabolize, to alchemize again, to receive all that feels good, to not have to push it away or fight it or freeze when it comes close to us. And we're linking that collectively into the midline of the body, which tends to hold the energy of trust, not from a body talk perspective, from other things. Okay, that's linking right back into now that yin chow mo meridian, which often flares up when we don't have a lot of trust within ourselves. And here we're working specifically with not trusting either the sensual or the sexual nature that's in this body mind. The sensual being the feminine, the sexual being the masculine. They two are energies that are meant to play together, to come into union, to support one another. Okay. And here we actually need to link your inner sensual and your inner sexual essences together with via the sense of touch, physically and subtly alike, helping them to literally get in touch with each other again. And linking that through to again that midline of the body, being able to be centered in what you feel, sensuality. And being centered alike and being able to use that information to take action that's actually supportive, that's in alignment with you, that's intelligent. On the other side of all that's been digested and enters your awareness, using that as a guidance. And as we step forward into life with that sexual energy, then in turn, as we engage in the world in a way that feels potentially a little bit more easeful and aligned. You know, almost as if you can imagine being while you're in a state of doing, or being able to move forward and take action from a place of almost a surrendered state. And typically that happens when we simplify, when we focus on not the complexities and all the other possibilities and distractions, but when we keep our focus as simple as it can be. And for those of us with big brains that like to overly complicate things, overthink things, overanalyze things, it's a process. We're just going to meet ourselves wherever we are within all that. And for that intellect, we're going to also support it by running hydration for it, supporting its capacity to go with the flow and to allow for things to actually move through in a way that awareness and meaning get to make connections that make the left brain happy, while the right brain gets to be present to intuition, to all the feelings, to the sensual side of that process. And as sensuality and sexuality come together in this unique expression through the left and right brain, I just see in the midline the energy of peace and contentment within your own centered presence. And there gets to slowly drop into this midline, this awareness of presence, of being present to yourself, and potentially of even being able to operate from a loving, centered, present place within you. As we link the heart, all things heart, through to the navel. What is it to center, to rest in the essence of you? And as that happens, the Wei Qi, which is that external energy layer that surrounds our entire body, begins to naturally expand. And what's cool about this is I'm seeing it respond with the breath. So with every inhale, the Wei Qi expands. With every exhale, the Wei Qi comes in just a little bit in order to give it just a bit of a rest. An opportunity for the Wei Qi itself to integrate and to not have to be always on guard. Letting the Wei Qi also be able to reassess and to be able to dynamically respond to the world around it without having to feel like it has to be stuck in its old patterns of, oh, what's this? How do I deal with this? Right, this is what I do in a robotic kind of a way, but allowing for, again, that essence of being able to just be able to respond and to flow with life's events, experiences, information as it arises. As we do that, we're unwinding a fair amount of adhesed tissue through the amygdala complex on the left side, the part of our emotional brain that makes decisions about how to move forward or decides whether or not to respond to something in life or overreact to it. And here for the amygdala complex itself, we're working with the belief system that the only way to deal with life is to always be ready, always being at the ready. In essence, creating a form of hypervigilance. That's linking into the fourth house where this may have been formed, as in the fourth house in astrology, where our personality, our body come together in a way that creates certain armoring patterns that allow us to feel safe and protected as we deal with the unconscious material of our life and interacting with our external environment, which is sure to show us that, usually in the form of conflict or challenge, which prevents presents a form of a blessing to be able to actually see what's in here out there, to be able to integrate it. Doesn't always feel like a blessing. And it doesn't have to. That might be a tall order. And as we work with this concept in the fourth house of how it is we've armored ourselves, how that's come together, there is so many bodies of work that go into just this one piece. So know that we could talk literally for days on all this. And that would just be from one system of understanding it versus all the other systems that are out there. And there's a few that have evolved over the years. This particular one is working with a pattern called sensitive withdrawn, or that tendency to, again, sort of like shut down or go inward or to brace and protect yourself against life. And some of us may live in that state a lot of the time, and others of us might just touch in on certain occasions where we're like, oh, that was weird. I got a little shy there. I noticed I wasn't quite as extroverted as I normally am. And some of you might set up camp here in the land of the sensitive withdrawn, which goes with, interesting that we were in digestion a lot, it can go with a tendency for indigestion in all of its forms to show up, and a tendency for even migraines or headaches, which are primarily related to the liver meridian, which is also related really to indigestion. And it's linked to this idea that life is overwhelming or too much, and it's usually because of trauma that we experienced when we were in the womb. So it's no surprise that as we work with this, we're actually linking this pattern, the pieces of it that are ready to come up for you each all today, to the time in your very first trimester of development. And there is something around the 16-week, sorry, the 16-day mark where there was this sense of just utter confusion and just like feeling completely almost disorientated and lost in a state of, I just don't know. And there was this energy of, I just don't know if I'm actually supposed to be here. Okay, which is interesting because at this point in time, the parts that eventually form the heart and all the blood vessels in your cardiovascular system have begun to form. And it's as if that got tangled up, that essence of I don't know if I should be here, it got tangled up as the heart muscle itself was coming into formation. And it's created a bit of a twist in the musculature of the heart and the adhesion that I'm seeing on the left side, where all those other emotions were laid upon it, were involved with it. And as we untwist this, now that it's possible without all those emotions being as rock solid like armor around it all, have begun to be teased apart. The heart itself is actually ready to open up in a different way. And as we release this adhesed tissue, linking it into the Yin Chao Mo meridian, and the words here are, I trust myself. I trust myself. And as we say those words, as I offer those words, the energy begins to resolve previous episodes where you have abandoned yourself in favor of protection of that armoring. Like, better I live within that armoring than I live within myself, because it's just too painful, too heart-wrenching, specifically, are the words. And as we unwind that through the musculature of the heart, fancy name, the myocardium, the internal lining of the heart, the endocardium, begins to actually lighten up. There's actually some space for it to also breathe now without the weight of that myocardium feeling like it was twisting on top of it. It actually begins to feel like the inside layer of the heart musculature can feel like it gets to be here. There's room and space for it. It actually feels really joyful about that all. And we're just running the permissions for it. I have the right to take up space. And as the endocardium comes out of its sort of self-seclusion, I see it coming out and being hugged. This is so cool. By the myocardium, by the musculature of the heart, accepting it, loving it, drinking it in with compassion. And then that goes out to the external lining of the heart, the pericardium. And same thing, there's layer upon layer of acceptance being built up through this heart. And as the heart musculature accepts itself, we could call it self-acceptance, it sets a stage, sets a seat for that to ripple out through to the rest of the body mind, through to your sense of self, and through to the external world, as there may not be a difference between the two. And as this rumbles around and through this heart of yours, you see the lungs begin to expand and become almost as if they were black and white before, they become colorful again. There's vibrancy here again. And they spontaneously release a layer of grief that just doesn't need to be here anymore. And as the heart and the lungs take up life, take up vitality, reminding you of the very essence of you, in a way that nourishes this body, this mind. We're connecting all things fire element, which works with the heart and harmony, through to earth element, which works with body and nourishment, works with the mind and being able to take in that sweetness of life again. And works, perhaps even more importantly, to take in what nourishes us. And as we do that, linking in effect the heart to the body to be able to bring harmony into your very existence. And then it's as if the left side of the heart drops a weight that it didn't even know was there. It's like 50 pounds lighter. And the right side of the heart begins to not have to hold that up, almost like I might be thinking of spring and gardening a little bit, but almost like those stakes that anchor like tomato plants. And with the heaviness of the tomatoes not being there anymore, the steak can actually stand with ease. It doesn't have that same strain on it. So it's just that right side of the heart doesn't have to stake all of the left side of the heart's brouhaha, all that it's been carrying, all that weight, all that emotional stuff, all that rejection stuff, all the layers that we've spoken to. And as we do that, I see the right side of the heart actually connecting with the right lung, holding hands and like friends do. Letting it know that connection actually gets to be safe and pleasant, and something that actually gets to be a priority, something that gets to be honored as a need that gets to be met. That you don't actually have to live in seclusion and withdraw into the little cave, that you actually get to reach out for your needs. I'm thinking into now age two and times in which you reached out to be lifted up, reached out to be hugged and comforted. And times in which that was either unnoticed or potentially even rejected as a form of what felt like a hatred. Yeah, but it may have happened through a variety of reasons. Often those dismissals are entirely coincidental, but our body doesn't know that, and given all the other emotions that it was present to, it often makes up other stories and creates other meaning from it. So this isn't about anybody having done anything wrong so much in your past, although that might have actually happened as well. This is actually letting go of the perception that the world is a neglectful place. And also unhooking here the identity of I am invisible. The identity around I go unnoticed, essentially, but the words are I am invisible. Okay, and related to that, all that went unnoticed before, and making up a story around that feeling as landing the system as a form of being actively hated upon through being neglected. And that internalization of all those emotions and those ideas and those meanings is quite natural and normal when we're growing up, and it's not something that we need to carry or be beholden to for a lifetime. We actually get to put that down. And we're gonna link it into governing vessel 20 as well as the sacrum for its role in creating a new foundation from which we move forward. And from the crown of the head, the governing vessel 20 point that governs all of our habit patterns. And then we're running up permissions here that you don't need to carry the weight of the world, but in a similar vein, you don't need to carry the weight of your history so closely. You actually get to celebrate into moving into something that might be different, might be new. Might be an unexpected surprise, might be an unscripted adventure. And we're tapping this part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. school. As it happens, I'm actually seeing like literally like weight dropping off of the upper back and the shoulders and the neck alike. As it happens, I see proper nerve circulation innervating the musculature through the neck, through the upper back again. Fancy name, restoration of vagal tone. And as we work with that, as that comes together into the back body, it's linking into now the Yang Chow Mo Meridian. And as we work with the Yang Chow Mo Meridian this time, excuse me. We need to unhook the belief system that your body doesn't have the power that it needs, that your legs specifically don't have the power that it needs to carry you in the direction, propel you for the journey and in the entirety of that, that it, there just isn't enough there. There's this idea of there's too much weakness, not enough strength, not enough power. Not enough resources, not enough chi. Okay. And this is linking very specifically into the constitutional energy that comes in through the kidney meridian that we get from our ancestors, from our parents, and their parents got it, from them, and etc. And that constitutional reserve, feeling insufficient. And releasing here a substantial amount of unconscious, subconscious anger for what you've inherited through the constitutional reserves and it feeling like it's not enough. And as the anger comes off of the legs and off of the Yang Chow Mo Meridian, the entire system gets to become warm, is the word that is coming out of my mouth. And as it warms up, it's coming out of what looks like a freeze response. Okay, just putting this all together. And as it comes out of that freeze response, as the system literally warms up, it kind of looks like it's a spring, it's a frosting. And there's like literally the energy to spring into life again. The energy to spring. Where you're springing towards, even if you're not sure what that is. You might get to spring for the sheer joy, the celebration of being alive. Okay, beauty. And that's linking into unhooking a bundle of belief systems. Coming off of the thymus gland that hangs out just above that heart, has a tendency to also work with acceptance, rejection stuff, early childhood stuff, and all the ways that we figured out how to stay safe and protect ourselves. Okay, there's like this overt overprotection. Around, like, you just stay right where you are, and I'll see how close I want to get. And this energy of holding things at arm's length. And there's something else in here. That one's more so on the left side, and there's something else on the right side. And this is the arena of harsh judgment, criticism. Potentially even attacking with harshness. And having to hang on to the level of worry that it might take to evaluate while we hold things at arm's length through very harsh, critical lenses. And that being a pattern that sometimes can be helpful, but other times might not actually give the right vibe of welcoming, of being open to receiving what it is you're calling in. It may not be a pattern to have at the ready, that's always on type of energy. So as we remind the thymus that that's not a bad thing to have, but it also gets to dynamically shift and change and move and groove in all the ways that it does, all the way that it can. We're just reminding it that it's actually possible to do that. And then we're easily enough linking that to the 12th house for surrender, for release, for letting go. And as we do that, we're simultaneously unhooking anger from the spleen meridian in the back body, along with the energy of disgust and embarrassment about the physical form, the body image. This is going into all the times you heard, you're too, whatever the words were that finished that in regards to your body. Or if only you could be like, or you've never had enough of, or all those little things that maybe would happen playfully. Like, oh yeah, your hair has always been mostly straight, hasn't it? Or something along those lines. Those comments that have landed in ways that actually felt quite hurtful, but you may not have had a chance to actually be with that hurt or express that hurt because it just didn't seem to be the right place, time to be able to express it and also get your needs met when you were little. So all those underlying hurts. And as we work with that all, linking it into the stomach and the spleen meridian simultaneously. As they work with, respectively, the conscious and the subconscious minds. And then in turn, linking that into the yin chiao mo meridian. This time, working. More so with these issues around feeling unworthy. It's as if all those comments around how you thought you should look in order to be pleasing, or how you thought you should be to be feminine or masculine enough, etc., began to form an identity of their very own. That leads to the practice of having to perpetually doubt oneself to the point where it becomes unconscious. It's just running in the background. And with that, that voice of doubt saying, I can never actually get to where I need to go. Meaning there's always a perpetual state of longing, never actual satisfaction or fulfillment or contentment. Perhaps an inability to recognize it even if it was here. And with this, we're linking it into all five, six senses. And it's working with the energy of the 10th house and its role in outward self-expression and what it is you may have wanted to have said in response to some of those comments. And all of those responses feeling trapped in the throat, as well as in that thymus gland between the throat and the heart. Carrying the energy of, like, how dare you hurt me like that? Alongside of that is also stored in that thymus gland. As it is in its many roles that I listed off, I did not mention its other role of heart protection, as it's working with this energy of heart protection. And that, for whatever reason, is going into the carotid arteries on either side, along with the jugular vein that runs with it through the neck here. Working with, in general, the essence of what is it to connect the mind and the body through the lens of passion? And here we're also unhooking the need for that constitutional energy that came in through the family lines to be a little bit stronger, to give strength, to give chi, to give vitality through that all. And running the permissions here. You have what it takes to live in your passion, to express it, to be it. You have what it takes to live in your passion, to express it, to be it. And that it's all really welcome here. That it's really welcome here. And without releasing worry in the form of anxiety around anticipation of rejection, when you talk about, when you express that which feels really good to you. And without releasing shyness and embarrassment, along with feeling like a disappointment from the various musculature through the neck. And as that releases, helping the neck, in particular that sternocleidomastoid muscle that turns your head side to side, to remember how to orient when it doesn't have worry and anxiety all over it. And linking that through to the very essence of the earth itself with her Schumann resonance. In part to work with what it means to be accepted, to be held by mama energy, by maternal energy. Without having to do anything, perform in a certain way, but to be accepted as the person you are. We're tapping this part out here. So again, invitation to breathe and receive however feels right for you. And giving that a nice, slow, deep breath. To integrate this, we're heading into the sexual chakra. And here we're working with the permission statement that my desires get to be welcomed, that you actually get to be the one who does it, and you get to welcome your desire. And as we do this, releasing and unhooking the identity layers that are hooked into this, that I am naughty and I am evil, along with the belief system that there's something wrong with me. Okay, and then that's linking into releasing a pretty substantial layer of depression around both the yin and the yang Chao Mo meridians, which are almost sending that perpetual voice of reject, reject, reject. And as you release that cloud of rejection through the yin and the yang chao mo meridians, I see them land. They come together in a new relationship that wasn't so available before. Supporting our capacity to stand tall in our being, to have healthy relationships to this body mind, and even traverse those other layers of that we mentioned, the trust, the doubts. The mistrust, pardon me, the doubts, the rejection, notwithstanding, as that ties into this all. As we set down potentially the biggest layer of rejection so far in this session, and even in this series, of the yin yang chao mo meridian. With it, releasing any related pressure to have to quote unquote be better, to improve yourself, to be other than what you are. And to give yourself permission to actually feel what's underneath that all. Linking that through to unhooking the belief system. And it's hanging out in that sexual chakra that I don't get to receive healing. I don't get to receive comfort. I don't get to receive nourishment. And as we unwind those three different, really, re but re quite related layers of belief systems off of the sexual chakra, it's like this huge burden is taken off of it, and I actually see the chakra begin to have its engine restored. And as the aliveness returns to the sexual chakra, linking it into the breath cycle to support the energy flow, the prana flow of this vitality through to the legs below, as well as up to the heart above. Beautiful. And then we're tapping this out here. So invitation to again breathe and receive. And then we're also working with one more piece to integrate things. We're unhooking perpetual frustration that's stored in the part of the pec muscle that attaches more to the sternum, pectoralis major sternalis. Did I say that one quite right? It's pretty close to that. And as we work with the musculature of this pec muscle here, I actually see the left side as like pulling the left chest, neck, fascia, including the head, to the side, almost like locking it into a posture of potentially like holding back or being a little shy. If I was to go whole hog into it all. And then as we work with it, as the pressure begins to unwind through the pec muscle, releasing layer upon layer of old experiences of frustration. And this is the type of frustration, I'm pretty sure you know the one, that brings us near to tears. It often leaves us with a sense of like, that kind of a sighing, that kind of a frustration. And that energy of frustrated sighing. is often actually called near to tears. It's in the liver meridian. And it's as if this has become like a way of, again, armoring against life around the sense of protection. It's like I just need to be perpetually in this state of frustration in order to stay safe. So I should always be in a state of never quite being satisfied if I want to stay safe. So I invite you to actually just take a slow, gentle breath into that chest. And just greet it as lovingly as you could with that breath. What is it to welcome the frustrations of, well, your little ones in life that you may have interacted with? And often we need nothing more than to hang out and be with them as they go through their temper tantrum moment, let it pass through. What would it be like in your imagination to let this chest have its own temper tantrum? It's not fair. I don't want to. That's not okay. Who said you could do that? I want to do that too. And all the other words and phrases that might go in with a temper tantrum. And for whatever reason, I'm moving my body, kind of like shaking it side to side a little and twisting it a bit as I do so. You're welcome to even imagine. That kind of feels like the emotion that I might make of actually doing a temper tantrum if I was laying on my back. You're welcome to even go into like a temper tantrum. It's one of my favorite exercises to do with clients sometimes. And as we work with the energy of temper tantrum, letting your body actually go into it all from start to finish, to really let anything else that it might have been hanging on to as a stressor from today to land, to rest, to fall away, to have an opportunity to be witnessed to the point where it no longer needs to be here in the same way anymore. But have you ever noticed the second you try to fight with that toddler and get them out of the store and, oh my gosh, why you're doing this to me type of energy, the longer they go on. So this is actually moving in the opposite direction of befriending this body mind and letting it actually let that impulse of expression to run its course, to come to completion, to be honored for what it was and what it needed to express and do and be. And if you like, you can even stay with that temper tantrum as much or as little as you feel called to at the end of this call. And as we take time to be with that all, we're gonna actually link this into cortices and another round of that diaphragm to intestines. Along with switching, which helps us to cope, to deal with stress, to reset our nervous system. And as we work with this all, I see the yin and the yang channel meridians actually both having their own temper tantrum parties in a good way, is how I mean that. And as they release all of those frustrations, I see the legs go like, oh, finally, we don't have to stand up against that anger. We don't have to stand up against that frustration. And the body simply sinks back into its container of itself. And when I say sinks back into, I mean comes back into with aliveness, where it can actually also be steadfastly held, where it can rest. Where there's space for it to surrender, and where there's space for it to simply be as it is without having to manage a thing. Now, as we tap this out, I'm going to also do pineal to pituitary, the strongest masculine feminine balancing we have in all of body talk. I invite you to breathe and receive. And just giving that another round of breath. And at any point in time, you can touch in on that resource again if it calls to you. The one that we found at the beginning, the thing that felt good to pleasant, or pleasant to neutral. And as this part lands, thank you for being here and calling this medicine in. And thank you for bringing all of you to the table to work with it all. Thank you for once again meeting yourself, for being with yourself, and for allowing yourself to feel and take in the very existence of this life, perhaps even celebrating this life. And as you settle into the vibrations of this song, that is, let me see, 3 minutes long. I invite you to stay with the resource, or to, if you want to, even get into a little bit more movement. If that feels like you might need a little bit more time there, feel free to play with that. The song is called With Wings, and it's from the album On the Surface. And it's by Mauk, Maok, and then Nisa, Nisa. Thank you so much for all of you Ah, so beautiful to get to share time with you all in this way. Blessings on the rest of your day and your week ahead. Okay. And you're most welcome. Much love to your sweethearts right back to you. Big smiles and all the yumminess in our beingness. Bye for now, and I look forward to hearing how you all get on with this all. If anyone needs any extra support, feel free to hang out for a little bit, and I'm available. Bye for now, y'all. Much love.